The Prentice Alton Heating and Air Coach's Corner from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
A rundown of the Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Riverdale beat Cookeville 55-3 last night. Smyrna lost to Ravenwood 21-14. Blackman edged Brentwood 22-21. It was Siegel over Independence 21-14. Oakland was off last night. Eagleville over Huntland 35-7. Laverne lost to CAK 56-41 the final there. And MTCS drops a 20-6 decision to Mount Juliet Christian. And Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance this morning highlighting the Oakland and Christiana middle school teams playing in the championship this morning at 11 o'clock over at Laverne High. Whether you're in the game, on the sidelines, or cheering from the stands, TOA is here for you online at toa.com. Well, it's time to go to school. The professor's in the house. Tom Crager joins us from the Daily News Journal, and it's that time of the year where we're talking playoffs and quads and who's where and such. And do we have a clearer picture now than we did last week and the week before? Does it get clearer as we go?
I think we probably are getting a little bit clearer. I think if for everyone that keeps asking me, are we going to have a team go west? We are not going to have a team go west this season. It's just not going to happen. I mean, there seems to be a lot of Memphis teams that haven't been getting in, haven't a good enough wild card record that is going to get them in. And, you know, if you look at, I was telling someone after the Blackman game last night, you don't have a Coffee County in there. And that's one thing. You don't have a Hardin Valley's kind of would have to squeeze in there. And a Carnes, I think, made it last year. And I think there was one other team that's kind of squeezed in there in that east bracket to kind of force some of those Rutherford County teams west. We don't have that this year. And I think that's the thing, reason why right now I've got two teams from the that would traditionally be from the west bracket coming this way. Of course, Tito's Blaze had Cambridge the last couple weeks coming this way, and obviously with Warren County getting beat a week ago, that kind of solidified that. And then Franklin County last night got beat by Coffee County, so this is another year where Coffee County has really played a major factor, I think, in the 6A bracket, in that quad 2 bracket, because now Franklin County's at 5-4. They play Columbia, the leader in that district. That would be a pretty significant upset for Franklin County. I don't think Franklin County gets in, and that probably brings another team from the west. And, you know, obviously we will know for sure what team that is on Tuesday when the TSSAA releases that information. Right now, I've got that pegged as a Wilson Central team, which adds a current second place team in District 9 AAA. I mean, and they're 8-1, and they play Mount Juliet this week, and they beat Mount Juliet. They'll be the second seed. They will be a runner-up seed. They won't be the second seed. They'll be a right now, I've got them pegged as a 4 seed.
What are some other possibilities? Is Mount Juliet a possibility to come this way, or
Mount Juliet could? That would be the only other choice. It'll either be Wilson Central or Mount Juliet. But my take of that is Wilson Central's proximity to 840. I really thought Wilson Central would be picked before Cane Ridge, but obviously Cane Ridge's location to I-24, they decided that would be a quicker thing. But I just don't see how Wilson Central wouldn't be the obvious choice to come over to Quad 2.
It's purely geographic, isn't it, in terms of putting those quads together? Because you're talking about well, Quad 1, for instance, mm-hmm. with Maryville and Science Hill, and we were just talking about this a few minutes ago, Kingsport, Dobbins, Bennett. You've got a lot of district champions playing in the same quad, uh-huh. And the same thing could happen here in Quad 2.
Yeah, you're right. And right now, Quad 1 is probably the most powerful quad. If you're looking at district champions, they potentially will have, like five district, unless McMinn County loses to Bradley, they'll have like five district champions in that quad. If Dobbins Bennett loses to Science Hill this week, is as strong of a season Dobbins Bennett has had, they would be like a 6 seed. And right there, that
at 9-1.
At 9-1. So that tells you how strong. I mean, Dobbins Bennett could. Right now, I've got Dobbins Bennett making the trek to McMinn County in week one of the playoffs.
If they lose to Science Hill. Well, let's talk specifically about Quad 2. Any chance that that all of our Rutherford County teams will play someone outside of Rutherford County?
I think there's a chance, but right now I don't see that happening.
The higher chance is somebody will play somebody.
Yeah, I think right now there's a better chance of two teams from Rutherford County meeting each week for the first 3 weeks than anything. Right now, I'll just give you my quad two right now has number one seed Siegel playing number eight seed Oakland. Oakland's at 6-3. And how I came up with that, just so a quick disclaimer, since there's like a three-way tie for second, I ended up just using the playoff standings to come up with who would be the higher seed. So Oakland right now, if you look at the playoff standings of those three Rutherford County teams, they would be the eighth seed in that. In looking at it that way, a 4-5 matchup, Wilson Central as a district runner-up would be the four seed playing Bradley Central, which if they lose to McMinn County, they would be a runner-up as well. And then a 3-6 matchup, Cookeville District Champion taking on the Blackman Blaze at 6-3. That's assuming that right now Blackman would be the district runner-up in 7AAA. And again, that's just all that is. I'm not predicting any scores for next week. That's just looking at the playoff standings right now. And then Cane Ridge, I have them coming in at 7-2. They have a chance if they beat Antioch, they'll be the district champion in 12AAA. I have them playing Riverdale at 6-3 in the first round.
Well, a lot will have to be decided with that number two seed, I guess. That's going to go a long way. Now, what are the scenarios there? Let's assume a Blackman victory over Laverne. Mm-hmm. If Oakland beats Riverdale,
they're the two seed, and what would happen under that scenario, if the other teams that are currently there win, they would play. They would be in that Blackman spot, I believe. They would be at they would be at the if Oakland beats Riverdale and Blackman wins, they would be the five seed, I believe. Oakland would play at Wilson Central if Mount Juliet loses to Wilson Central. And there's several swing games. Obviously, yeah. The Oakland Riverdale swing is a significant swing game. I mean, Blackman Laverne, you got to consider that a swing game. Wilson Central, Mount Juliet, McMinn County, Bradley, Cane Ridge, Antioch. Those are all swing games that could change this bracket. So there's a lot of maneuvering around here so far still, but I think
the core of the teams right there are probably going to be the
same. There's probably a high percentage that those teams I said that are in quad two right now, if as long as my Wilson Central is the pick that Teals to Blade decides to put in there, I think there's a high percentage that those are the eight teams that are going to be there next week, after next week. The only chance is a Hardin Valley I think they're at 5-4, 4-5, somewhere in there. If they win this next week, they could potentially sneak into the playoffs, I believe. I haven't looked at the numbers, but right now they are one of the odd teams looking out. Right now, your first teams looking out, Franklin County, if they upset Columbia, they'll be in there, which would kind of push it back to normal. Of course, Columbia is the district champion. That'd be a pretty significant upset. Then the other ones, Franklin, McGavick, and Hardin Valley. They're all 4-5. They could probably be players. Of course, Franklin plays Brentwood. Yeah, I think that's probably going to be a loss. McGavick at 4-5 playing Hillwood. That should be a win. They should get to 5-5. Then Hardin Valley versus Carnes. Carnes having a real bad year. They should get to 5-5 as well.
Well, if those are the teams in the quad, just looking, how do you think 7AAA would fare in quad two with those teams in some mix or another?
Well, I think what you're going to – if that – I think you got to look that you got to feel good if you're anyone from Rutherford County that you can be able to win your first round game. Now, obviously, if it's Riverdale or excuse me, if it's Oakland versus Siegel in that first round, or if you got two Siegel versus whoever from Rutherford County, you got to think, well, one of those Rutherford counties is definitely going to lose because there's no way they can. But otherwise, I think a Blackman versus Cookeville is if you're Blackman, you got to love that idea, even if you have to drive to Cookeville.
But one thing that's very interesting here, Tom, and we'll wrap up here real quick, but Siegel, as the district champion, may have to play, likely will play somebody from Rutherford County. Mm-hmm. That's not a huge reward for the number one here.
No, and you're right, especially going into the playoffs. I mean, I've had coaches tell me, I've asked coaches, who beats, can Siegel win it all? They said, they can win it all. They said, I've had several coaches tell me that they think the best shot of Siegel having a loss would be someone from Rutherford County beating them, just because they've seen that pace of play before.
Right.
And I think that's the big thing, is they play such a high rate of speed, it's hard to simulate that. Whereas, you know, a Blackman, a Riverdale, and a Siegel, in Oakland, they've seen that pace of play.
Well, it's going to be interesting. I know we haven't talked a lot about Eagleville, but in single A, and we're going to talk to Steve Carson in a moment. They solidified a playoff spot.
Yeah. And I haven't looked at their stuff. I was up till after two, kind of figuring all this stuff up. And I would think, off the top of my head, they got a legitimate shot of hosting a game if they beat Cascade next week. I don't think they're going to, I mean, with Gordonsville and South Pitt likely in there, I think the chances of them getting a bye are very unlikely, unless something happened and a South Pitt somehow went to that first quad. I haven't looked at that quad enough to know if that can even happen.
So likely next week is for a home playoff game.
I would assume
for Eagleville.
I would think that they can, you know, and I think last week I had them in a pretty good situation. I had them perhaps playing Moore County in the second round if they won that first round opponent. I think if you're Eagleville, that's kind of the place you want, because that you would avoid a Gordonsville and a South Pitt until a potential quarterfinal game. And I think that's, you don't want to play them. I mean, if you don't want to play Gordonsville and South Pitt the very first week of the playoffs.
When does the TSSAA information come out? Is that Monday? Do they generate, or
they Tuesday? They usually do it Tuesday morning. They'll update the stuff. Now, with it being this late, maybe they'll do it a little bit earlier, but I would assume Tuesday by about noon or so they would update the playoff standings. And like I said, if you're a Rutherford County fan and in Class 6A, you need to look at that and see what team they're, what's the second team they're bringing over from the West. We know they're bringing Cane Ridge, but are they going with Wilson Central or Mountain Jewett? And that's probably right now the million-dollar question for Quad 2.
We'll see, and of course everything will play itself out next Friday night. Tom, appreciate you stepping in here and filling the Oakland segment for us with some great information.
Appreciate it, guys.
All right, that's Tom Crager of the Daily News Journal joining us here. When we come back, John Dinkins is going to talk to Steve Carson. His Eagles a winner over Huntland last night, 35-7. That's straight ahead as we continue the Prentice-Alsop Heating and Air Coach's Corner.